Hi there. Welcome to Broad Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Songs do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. And here at Broad Ministries, we're privileged to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best music producers, and one of the best singers all wrapped up in one package. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. Today, you'll hear the final song from June's second album, the Come See a Man album, and it's called Fear Not. So today's song is Fear Not. Now, fear is a sin. It's the sin that cuts off thinking, because when you're afraid, you can't think. And the Lord Jesus Christ encourages us not to give in to fear. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says this, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, surely I will help you, surely I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." So fear is often described as false education appearing real. False education appearing real. And what does that mean? Often the things we fear are just things we make up in our own heads, things that would never be part of our experience. If somebody walks up to you in an ATM machine, puts a gun at your head and says, "Drain your account," that is a genuine reason to be afraid. But that would be when your life is in danger. But most of our fear is simply unbelief, simply the thought that we have no confidence in God and that whatever it is that we want is not going to work out for us. We're almost like Joe Blitzlif, the old little Abner character who walked around with a cloud above his head, and we walk with a rain cloud above our head, and nothing's ever going to work out for me. Or, you know, if you want a more modern example, Eeyore. Where is Eeyore from? Is that Toy Story? Eeyore? Yeah. Is that from Winnie the Pooh? Yeah, the Winnie the Pooh character who's always thinking that everything's going to go wrong. And, you know, there are always those people in our presence. And often those people in our presence are us who think that everything's going to go wrong. We have no confidence in God. And I guess that's what makes the writer of the book of Hebrews say in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1, this: "Therefore, let us, believers in Christ, fear, if we fear anything, that while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to come short of it." In other words, let's fear failing to trust God with faith for everything. So what's your choice, fear or faith? Well, today's music selection is a song that June wrote and that she produced and that she sings, and it's encouraging to us. The song title is Fear Not.
Commanded you to be strong and courageous. Please do not tremble, no need to be dismayed. I'm God, I'm for you, so who can be against you? Stand firm in the truth, do not be afraid. Fear not, I am always with you. Fear not, I am faithful, tried and true. Fear not, the Holy Spirit will enable you. Fear not, weapons formed against you I detest. Fear not, you cannot be stripped from my breast. Fear not, fear only, not entering my rest. I've given you my best. Fear not. I've not given a spirit of fear that leads you back to slavery. I've given you a spirit of power and love. The more you give in to your make yourself victim of. Fear not, I am always with you. Fear not, I am faithful, tried and true. Fear not, the Holy Spirit will enable you. Fear not, weapons formed against you I detest. Fear not, you cannot be stripped from my breast. Fear not, fear only, not entering my rest. I've given you my best. Fear not.
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8 says, "The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. So do not fear or be dismayed." Thanks, June, for this beautiful and instructive song. Psalm 95, verse 1 says, "Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation." We dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or to anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan, to anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who loves you unconditionally. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says, "It shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Right now, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in His Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in a lifetime. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. "Father, I believe in Christ." For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say, "And the repentant thief was saying, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And Jesus said to him, 'Truly I say to you, today, you will be with me in paradise.'" So let today be the day you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on Him to accomplish your salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes, and then get to know Him, grow within the sphere of grace and the knowledge of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord gave us a choice as He gave of Himself. Here is the choice. "He who believes in the Son has the eternal life," the resurrection life. In the Greek, we call it the Zoe life, right at that moment. "But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. When you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, there is nothing to fear. If you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have 2 different 1-hour lessons per week posted, video and audio, with notes to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.